All right. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Yeah.
So what's going on here? Who are you? What are you working on?
We are working on that. We don't have an informatical background. We are PhD students at Copenhagen University.
All right.
And we were involved in a project within vaccine development. Mm. And we suddenly had a huge upscale of data production in our lab, laboratory.
Okay.
And we suddenly ended up with Excel sheets of 20 megabytes at least, and crashing our server and stuff like that. So we started to dig in to use a single server.
Okay.
And getting a database up and running and using Microsoft's .NET framework and start to develop Windows applications. And suddenly, without having a strong background in programming, we actually managed to solve many of issues of this increased throughput of data by creating our own Windows applications and organizing our data and data analysis and stuff like that.
Cool.
So that was a grand overview. But if we want to go down into the poster a little bit, we are working with vaccine development, and it requires a lot of data points because we are measuring in wet lab laboratory systems a lot of the molecules, the interactions between the molecules, and so in order to generate the optimal vaccine. And for this, you need to record a huge amount of data for each data point, and you need to generate a huge array of data points in order to see the general trends and so.
Sure.
So that was basically the challenge, and that's why we use the Microsoft SQL Server in order to kind of optimize the relations between different data types and so to generate the optimal data layout.
Sure. Now it sounds like this is something that you could apply machine learning to. Right?
So yeah, I guess so.
Any of your buddies in the machine learning PhD program?
I guess so, yes.
So clearly you have the background, the back end in SQL. Now I'm assuming you wrote a bunch of stored procedures to access the data.
Oh, yeah.
How did you actually organize the SQL database without having a strong background? Did you get help from a...
Well, we
MSDN'd
the problem, I guess.
Excellent.
And Channel 9 the problem, of course.
All right.
And then we found out that it's best to split up the problems in as many tables as you can. And then create relations between them, because it will so much easier up the scale up the problem.
Sure.
Or ease up the problem.
And then I see you're using Microsoft Visual Studio Express.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on, which is free.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice. That's basically why, I guess.
one of the points is, we are wet lab, so we have, we are spending all our money on reagents, and so we don't have money on to develop programs. So one of the neat thing is that we haven't spent any money on software. We've just taken the three components and put it together and just learned at the bottom of it and just got further and further into it and just worked.
Excellent.
For our lab. Yeah, basically all of the different things that goes on in the lab, stories of all the data and images and things like that can be stored in our database, and everyone, all the technicians and all the PhD students are using the applications on the website that we created. So we just...
Excellent. So you're also now fixing bugs and learning what it's like to be a developer, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's
feature requests from other teams and things like that.
We learn every day. But the thing is that the point is also here that we started from the scratch and we didn't really have any immunological IT background.
And sure.
So the thing is that we used the .NET to start from a basis, and it was really easy to kind of solve our problems using
sure.
the system.
Excellent. Because you didn't have to think about the other aspects of programming, which is dealing with threading and locks and memory management and those kind of problems.
We really didn't get that far.
That's cool. So have you thought about using Link?
Oh, we are using it.
Yeah, great.
It's easier, actually.
Nice, man. So that's what your middle tier.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of linking the database to our GUI. We recently started using it because we became aware of it using the the news feeds on the Express Edition homepage when you start up. There's a startup page.
Okay.
And it's a link there, and then what's that?
Yeah.
So we just opened, and then wow, it's pretty easy to implement the connection between the SQL database and the GUIs itself. Yeah. So we tried, and then it works out.
Cool.
And we're trying to convert our old program to using the link now.
Excellent. So what are some of the challenges then for you guys?
Well,
it sounds all rosy and peachy, but
you want some of them or?
Yeah, well, I mean, learning to write the code. I mean, getting things to work, using all the different classes, and in the beginning we were writing a lot of code, and then we got aware of, hey, actually there's a built-in functionality that actually supports many of the issues that has got. I mean, getting right clicking, and how does that work, how can I get anything into the menu and stuff like that. It takes a while to get into this, but I mean, easily, it takes a while. I mean, we've worked on this for 2 years now, not full time of course, but so it's like maybe we are spending 10-20% of our time in the lab on developing stuff, and
but I would say, if I may, I would say that the challenge has been and is still to use the right classes, the .NET system, in the right way in order to minimize the code and make it reusable and so on.
Sure.
I mean, because we don't know all the .NET since we don't have this background. But by reading and stuff, using the right classes, it's probably the best way to for example, use the SQL. Link to SQL class.
Yeah.
It really minimizes the effort.
Sure.
And get the optimal yield out of it. And we just figured it out after 1 year of writing TSQL code.
Yeah.
So, but that's one example of improving skills, I guess.
Now, do you guys have a web interface beyond just the classic Windows forms? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, we
Windows
do that,
forms.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a website where you can use a based website. You have to log in order to get access to the information that is kind of user-based.
Yeah.
So it depends on what user you are and so on. You can get access to certain kind of information. For example, if you're a customer in our system, you can get access only to your information that we create for this customer.
Cool. And then sometimes you can get fancy with WPF, right? Make your 3D graph.
We love that.
Yeah.
The WPF system is really, it's really neat.
Yeah.
The XAML.
Yeah,
it's really,
exactly.
Really nice. We just started converting our applications to the WPF system.
Yeah.
But it's really nice layout. It's really easy to generate all kind of user interfaces using this.
Excellent.
I mean, we have examples on the computer, but I cannot show it right here, but
yeah.
If you turn the camera.
Can you?
Yeah,
you have
sure.
Some samples?
Mikkel, do you want to go through some stuff?
No, you just go ahead.
I mean, they're probably not WPF-based, but we have the large system right here in the middle. It's a system that has a lot of functionality in it, and you need to log in here also. And depending on what user you are, you can do different stuff. I'm a power user because I developed it, so.
Yeah, of course.
So this interface shows you some of the processes. But what you can do is, for example, you can work with different users, add new users, and change the status and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, now I have to dig into the more technical stuff. You can, for example, work with some of the proteins and peptides, add new entities to the system, modify the existing ones, and look at the relations between them and so on. And now also the exciting part, because we are kind of funded by the NIH from the US.
Great.
And one of the requirements is that you have to export data to their database called the Immune Epitope Database, IEDB. And if I could just... it's kind of not so fast, this computer, but I must say that it's not the usual environment.
Sure.
We set up a small database server here.
But
basically, it enables you to export the data into an XML file.
And then
upload it to their web server.
Excellent.
So
and then
kind
you
of
have a web service background, back end, right?
We don't have the web services right now, actually. But, I mean, we're planning to expand that field and create web services. You mean SOAP-based web services,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
We want to do that because then you can kind of work with the service from outside and so on. But right now you have to be inside the system or use the website itself, which is not directly a web service, but.
Well, this is a good example of being able to spend most of your time on what you really are interested in.
Exactly.
Which is .NET. Medicine.
.NET helps you solve these problems.
Sure.
With the medicine stuff.
Without having to be a programmer.
Exactly.
And it should get easier in the future with domain-specific languages that a lot of people are working on, not necessarily Microsoft, but that's an interesting field of really making it easier for domain specialists to build.
Concentrate on the functionality.
Absolutely.
It's already easy, I think.
It is already easy.
Compared to when you had to write things in TurboPascal and stuff in the old days.
Yeah, I remember the TurboPascal.
I mean, it was pretty neat at that time, but today there are other requirements as well. So
yeah,
I think .NET meets those requirements.
Cool. Right on. Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck on your research,
thank
most
you.
Importantly.
Thanks.